The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tubridy with you and it's Monday morning, the 23rd of March 2020. We're here till 10 o'clock. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. The Mars Bar Square is an underestimated delight to the palate, especially at 8:30 in the morning, which is what we've been dining on, courtesy of a busy kitchen over the weekend. My hand was not part of this, but the dining experience, which we shared amongst ourselves today, apart from Patter, I might say, we don't need to sort him out on the sound there, it has been just splendid, because these are the times. I hope all your kitchens are busy with all classes of baking and dining and eating things that you mightn't have or you wouldn't have for a long, long time. I had to go to my old trusty reliable is the Eve's pudding, which is quite nice. Very easy. Cooking apples. You know what I mean? Sliced in the bowl. Nice. A little bit of caster sugar in there. Mix them around that. And then it's just essentially a Victoria sponge on the top of that. And then custard. Poured over it and liberally and a bit more and there you go. And crikey, it's delicious. If I may say so. Do you want some? I'll share it with you. How are you all doing today? Are we all good? All present and correct? We'd like to say to you now, if you're part of this club now and at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, this is where the day begins and then you can do whatever you want after this. But for now, we'll stick together and see how we're all doing. Obviously, we had the Mother's Day. A Mother's Day like no other. And certainly it was the same for me as much as anyone else. As I called out with my eldest yesterday to my mum and we did the full long distance, rang the bell and ran away, but didn't run home, like ran away a few metres and then left the after eight. She'd be an after eight sort of class of lady. And so we left them there. She came to the door. It was a beautiful day, if you remember, yesterday, a long time ago. And we had lovely chats and we had good crack. At one stage, we were talking yesterday and she was, you know, if you know her, she's good crack, the mother. And she said at one stage, there was a fly came in through the door and she said, now, is that fly going to get the corvette? And I said, I don't know. But if the fly starts coughing, you know you're in trouble. Just keep an eye out for all of that. Anyway, we motor along. I went for a walk yesterday like everyone else in the whole country in our newfound, well, I've always been a fan of it. But I do think that I went out early because by the time I was finishing the walk, I felt there were too many people around and I wasn't interested in mixing it up in that regard because it just was too, I keep hearing the experts saying there's too many. Once I see too many people, it's time to stop. So I went straight back home and watched a movie. Yeah, I don't know if you saw Stephen Fry was on with us on Friday. So it reminded me of a film I really liked called Gosford Park, which Robert Altman directed. Great cast. And a fine film. So that was yesterday afternoon's viewing. Just briefly on the Late Late, by the way, thank you to all the contributors who took part on the programme. And thank you also particularly to the programme team and crew at every level of the organisation for showing up and really just being there for us. And it was just very useful to us all to keep it all together, but done in such with such humility and dignity for all around. It was great. So thanks to everybody for that. And equally, on Instagram, certainly there was a lot of comments sent in, and they were very favourable and kind. And I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time to write them, because they give a great boost, and they're very, very generous and thoughtful. And I just wanted to acknowledge all of that, and to emails regarding everything, by the way, not just that. So thank you kindly for all of that. Now we've been kind of trawling through to what's been going on the last 48 hours that might be of interest to you. I noticed that some of the things, comments people make, one of them was, it came from somebody saying, our next door neighbour is in his 80s. And today I was in the house and I saw him getting out of the car and I called him to him out the window, make sure he's okay. I told him he just had to ask for anything And he told me to tell my husband to cut our grass. So yeah, he's grand. That's great. They don't. Another says from Sive says, I just dropped over for dinner to my 92-year-old grandmother, who's been voluntarily self-isolating since the first announcement. Left the food on the doorstep, kept my distance, and she complained that the plate was too big and had nothing smaller. So I reckon she'd be grand too. So I like that. They're grand, those who aren't worried about anything other than the size of a plate or your neighbour's grass, which is good. I enjoyed a hashtag only in Ireland. There's a Tesco in Wexford, and they put the bank card machine, in order to get it out to you, they put it on a hurl for social distance. And so they put it on the hurl, push the hurl out, you take your, do your business, and that's it. As the commentator said, is that not the most culty thing ever? Clearly written by a Dublin person. What about this guy, Jimmy Fleming, who owns Jimmy's Pub in River Chapel in Wexford? He was pictured in the independent.ie today. He's a Wexford publican, and he's delivering pints to his loyal elderly customers so that he can give them company and break up their day a bit. I know that Guinness fans like myself are missing the creamy pint and looking forward to the day when, and it won't be today or tomorrow, but it will happen. And he's actually pouring pints and handing them through the door of people who, as they say, are regulars and who just want a little break from the boredom or the monotony. It's a nice thing to do. I don't think everyone should or will do it, but it's just another moment in this crazy time we're living in. Irving Welsh, who you'll know as a writer from Trainspotting and other things, he says, I decided to ditch public transport and walked 7 miles to hand deliver a Mother's Day card. I couldn't go in, but we spoke at a distance, her from her front door. And she looked at my red trainers and said, you walked 7 miles in these. Just as well, the streets are empty. You can't. 7 miles later. And this text that came into 51551 from Sinead. Sinead, I'm sorry, we can't come out to play today. Sinead says, would we be able to participate in today's children's quiz, I Know Stuff? I have a 10-year-old boy here called Tom. He's jumping up and down like a yo-yo. I don't think I'm cut out for homeschooling. We now know it's Monday. Thanks to you, we will prevail. Yeah, but we just did that I Know Stuff quiz on Friday because it was Friday and we just wanted to distract the children. But you now make me feel bad. I feel like the parent who says they can't come out. Bing bong, can you come out to play? No, it's not today. It's Friday's our play date. We can't do today. But now I feel rotten with all this carry on that you're doing this to me. I don't know. We did it 3 times on Friday, didn't we? It was 3 different children. We gave them all 50 euro book vouchers to go and get themselves something booked. In fact, the technology is such with the book voucher now that we could email them and they had them by lunchtime on Friday, which was marvellous. Anyway, we'll do that again another time, but I do feel pretty guilty. Hey, why don't we all go to the cinema, but to the museum today? There are just amazing museums online and Irish museums that you can, you know, cut out an hour of your day today at some point and say, right, at 12 we're going to go to the National Museum, to the Natural History Building, or to the reading room at the National Library of Ireland. That's a beautiful one. Or the National Gallery of Ireland. You've got 10,000 works of art, I mean, and the rest. And you have the Medieval Museum, the Treasures of Medieval Waterford is there too. ESB's Georgian House Museum, number 29, Fitzwilliam Street Lower. The Epic Irish Emigration Museum, the Titanic Experience in Cove. All these museums that you may not have thought about going to visit, you can do so now at home on your computer. And while it won't be the same thing, it'll let you in the door, in a manner of speaking. And obviously then, when this is all over, you'll go and see the real thing. So don't forget, you can still go and see, visit the museum today. And at the Glasnevin Cemetery, I see Emer Fitzmaurice sent out a lovely message that this filled my heart. A beautiful effort from the florist in Glasnevin Cemetery, who couldn't be open, so they left flowers out for those visiting their mothers today. Which was a lovely little note beside the flowers saying, for the first time in 26 years, we're not here to serve you, our loyal customers, on Mother's Day. So please take a flower free of charge to place on your loved one's grave, and we'll be back soon to serve you. Stay safe. That's the spirit. It's gorgeous to see that. There isn't a house that hasn't had a new lick of paint and a deep clean, I think, around the country. And sure enough, DIY stores are seeing unprecedented numbers of customers shopping for last minute supplies in preparation for the possibility of further restrictions on their movements due to coronavirus. And those restrictions on movements, I'd say, are coming down the tracks, because unfortunately I've got some emails here today. They're not that just people are just a really bit perturbed by all the gatherings in walking places, and you know, the likes of Glendalough in Wicklow and all around the country, these places have been overrun with families, and you know, it's hard to give out and admonish, because families are so bored. And families need to go somewhere, and they're told you can go out the great outdoors, of course. So they have to go out. We have to go out. But then when you're out there, it's all about the social distance. It's no longer. It just isn't. You have to get into your heads, lads. It's no longer acceptable to queue for a bag of chips cheek by jowl. It's just not. Now, not, I know a lot of places have a line just to really hammer it home as a distance, but we now have to start saying it to each other. Do you mind? And it's not rude, I think, to say now, do you mind if you do the social distance thing? Because it's just too important. And it's certainly going to stop me from going out more, because people aren't, unfortunately, a lot of people aren't getting it. So we'll read those emails in a little while. And it's not to preach, by the way. This isn't about sanctimony. This is about our health and our family's health. You know that. Okay, there it is, says Keelan. The moment Ireland finally lost it. Well, I don't know if it's lost. Some people might be into it. This is people who are driving around doing the rosary on the roads. That would kind of probably freak me out a little bit if I saw the car driving on. This is what it sounds like.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
There they go. I mean, you know, that if that's what's going to get you through it, that's what's going to. But I just feel that's got a post-apocalyptic feel to it, as if we needed any more reminders. But there you are. That's part of what's happening. Another suggestion that somebody has done, was quite like in America, is that they're suggesting to the children how to earn some money in order to pay for the snacks that you constantly need and want. So what they've done is they've put up a list. So you put it on your fridge or somewhere. Hoover the living room, 50 cent. You know, maybe two or a euro. Hoover your own bedroom, 50. So you put a price list on the jobs around the place. This is just to encourage, you know, it doesn't have to be big money or anything like that. It's just an idea. And then with the snacks, the biscuits, the fruit, whatever it might be, you put them out almost on a rack somewhere and price them. So they can then buy them back. And then they get the sense of commerce and the value of things. And, you know, you never know. That's a good one. Tonight at about 11 o'clock Irish time, Garth Brooks is going to give a free concert on Facebook. So at last it's happening. The Garth Brooks concert. It's a 30-minute set, so it won't be there all night. A free concert, which may feature Tricia Yearwood, his wife, as a special guest, which would be quite nice. And the concert's happening there inside Studio G, as they call it, at 7 o'clock American time. So that's about 11 o'clock tonight. So watch that. And somebody else was telling me about Dublin Zoo online webcams. You can still go to the zoo remotely today, which is good news. DublinZoo.ie. And you can watch the penguins having their lunch at 2:30 today. Like that's the stuff to be doing. Or tune in anytime, in fact, to see what they're doing, waddling away and hopping and playing. And you can usually see the elephants around 10:30. That's a little over an hour's time. And at 12:30. So Dublin Zoo, if you like the zoo, that's where you can go today. Another excellent idea is from On Post to help everyone stay connected. They're going to send two postcards, send through the postal to any 5 million cards have been made by Unpost to be delivered to households across Ireland, according to thejournal.ie. Each of the country's households will receive two postcards in the coming weeks, and extra cards will be made available for people to pick up at the post office. Unpost CEO David McRedmond advised people to let others know you're thinking of them. This is a really smart idea, because it's why I like things and institutions like Unpost, because they give a damn and they're going the extra mile. And as he says himself, you write to your grandparents or older relatives and friends who are self-isolating. Write to someone who's living alone or could do with a boost. He advised sending a card to cousins or friends or healthcare workers and other people continuing their work during this time, which is a lovely thing to do. So they're free, so there's no stamp required. So it's an absolutely gorgeous initiative, and one that will be remembered when all of this is over. We'll remember a lot of things and a lot of people when this is all over. That's one, but obviously the frontline workers. And actually, one of my colleagues over on TV was saying on Friday that he was going to drop a batch of brownies up to the local hospital just to leave at for the frontline workers. I thought it was a very nice thing to do, and something that I'm probably going to do at some stage as well, because that's the all those small gestures. It's one thing sending in pizzas, and which is absolutely brilliant, but if you can do it, if you're at home and you're bored, why don't you do it? Makes an effort like that. It'd be a nice thing to do. I like that. Hey, Neil Diamond, what's he doing? Neil Diamond's having a bit of crack with this too, because he wants to deliver the message about washing hands, and no better man.
Hands, washing hands, reaching out. Don't touch me, I won't touch you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Good man, Neil Diamond. And that was a nice thing to. And also of Oasis, Liam Gallagher said that he tried to ease fans' concerns about self-isolating by joking that he and his estranged brother Noel have been doing it for years. No bother to him. But he also released this footage of him saying, you know the way people are saying wash your hands to and sing happy birthday twice? You could have the full Oasis hand wash.
Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Wash your hands, you little Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna fall back to you. By now you should have somehow realised what you got to do. Wash your hands, scrub your toes, scratch your ass and pick your nose. Come on, you know.
Good man. That sounded like somebody taking the mick out of somebody doing an impression of somebody who thinks they might be Liam Gallagher. But actually it wasn't Frank Sidebottom, it was Liam Gallagher from Oasis. Right, Ryan, I have just returned from the shop. Yes, quality shopping for the over 60s. I was shocked when one of the staff explained to a 20-plus-year-old that he could not enter until 9 a.m. the abuse he gave the staff member. I would like to say thank you to all the retail staff for doing their best. Late Late Show on Friday night was a good one because it showed how the test works and also showed how they do the test at home. Yeah, we were very grateful to our colleagues and our friends in the ambulance service to do that, because a lot of people said to me over the weekend by Instagram mostly that their parents were quite concerned, if not terrified, about the potential of having to do the test, but that it was totally demystified at least when they saw it all on the TV and realised actually it's not as scary, and it really isn't at all, and it's very manageable, and it's very much part of what we're doing at the moment as a country and as a planet. Are you sure it's Victoria Sponge that goes in the apple? I make apple crumble and the topping is flour and with butter rubbed on to resemble breadcrumbs. No, I'm absolutely sure of what I made, and it's definitely not what you're saying. You're making apple crumble, which is totally different. But you add porridge for texture, which I love. Sounds delicious, by the way. But I always say, and I'll say it again, the greatest piece of advice I ever got when I made a shambles of an apple crumble once, and a listener said, yeah, your problem was with the cinnamon. I said, you're right, it was. It was too... And she said this, or he said, I don't know what it was, but it was a great line. Keep the cinnamon to the minimum. And I went, all right, that's the one. That's the one. Now I know. Now there's no stopping me.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself.
What a beautiful song. I dug out the vinyl of that. The big Queen fans at home, and that's... I don't know if you have records at home or an old dusty record player somewhere. This is the time to start listening to albums as they were meant to be. Side A, side B, a beautiful symphony of sound ready for your delectation, and to do it properly and with time rather than grabbing a tune from that album, grabbing a bit from the other. Just easy does it. Breed is in Ferrybank in Waterford, says, thanks to my family for shopping and providing delicious Mother's Day dinner to me. Some driving 35 kilometres. Leaving on the doorstep, remaining at the gate to chat. Well, that's good. That's what we have to be doing. Ronan in Terranure says, a book recommendation for you. I just ordered from Kenny's Bookshop, Mother Folklore, Dispatches from a Not-So-Dead Language, hoping to brush up on my Leaving Cert Irish. Good on you. And again, that's something that people might be able to do, is take up a language. There's a good app for children and languages. Have you heard of Duolingo? Duolingo, and it's really easy and really good for not only children but for adults who might want to learn a language along the way. So let me give you that as a suggestion for something to do. Ryan, yes. Sinead and Kildare. Hello, Sinead. I'm in the kitchen making a chocolate cake for my husband whose birthday it is. Could you wish him a happy birthday? Of course I could. Matt Masterson. From all his kids, Aoife and Kieran and Cuiva and Cian and Niamh. And we love you. Well, I love you. So that's a lot of love in that kitchen. And happy birthday. That's a lovely thing to do. Chocolate cake. They made one for me. For me? For me? I don't think so. There was one made last week. And my goodness. Homemade cake. It's the way forward. When I was my son's age now, and around this time of year, the nuclear reactor in Chernobyl exploded. Nice. I remember thinking the whole of Europe was going to die. Crikey. This current world event only takes discipline to get over. Correct. People need to get their act together. Absolutely true. You're right. Eve's pudding, all in the cooking books, circa 1965. Well, I was very decently, somebody gave me two home ec books about, oh God, it must be 15 years ago now. I still have them. They're covered in flour and egg and sugar and everything because the same desserts I go back to. But Eve's pudding, my older sister used to make a particularly good one. And so I'm only trying to replicate that. And so far, so good. I mean, it's not brilliant, but it'll do a job. Just listening to you now, says the text, enjoying the show. I made Eve's pudding yesterday. You did not. I thought we were the only people in Ireland doing that. And put chopped nuts. No, you're gone. Don't want to know about nuts in Eve's pudding. Why would you do that to yourself? Do you know what that's like? When I see it, particularly their Divil's Fir, Avoca, for example, they do it and they put big piles, big bed of almonds around the coffee sponge. I'm going, why would you do that? And then, in fairness, and I'll name an unshaved, but then the butler's pantry do a... now, they're all closed now, I think, at this stage. Well, some of them are, not all. But they would do a chocolate cake that's like out of Alice in... Not a chocolate, but coffee cake, out of Alice in Wonderland. No nuts. So enough with the nuts, or at least do two options. And I don't even have a nut allergy. I'll eat peanuts. Well, salted or dry roasted, but no funny business. Anyway, Eve's pudding brings me back to my cold winter days when my late grandmother would have... some in the range when I came home from school as I lived with my gran, bless her, and the happy memories. Isn't that lovely? Just listening to you and enjoying the show, I made Eve's pudding yesterday with the kids and put chopped nuts. Oh yes, we're back to you again. And put some on for the crunch. The kids really enjoyed it. Ruth and Mayo. I'm sorry for being so mean to you about the nuts and the apple. It's just a thing I have. It's like people when they put banana bread and they just putting walnuts through it. That upsets me. I'm spending my time learning new tunes on the piano, says Sheila, and brushing up on improving. Just never had the time until now. What a great thing to do. I'd love to be able to play something. I went to Tesco on Friday, says Anne in Sligo, which was for over 65s, but I was refused entry. The doorman said I needed to be over 65, and I'm 68. It made my day. Yes! It's like people in their late 20s being asked for ID for booze. They love to tell everyone else about that, like marathon runners and vegans. Dancing in my kitchen in Dublin, says a text to 51551. And my mum is dancing in her kitchen in Donegal. So that's Mary Cannon. Thank you for the quality tune. We're going to try and get you dancing in the morning around 9-ish, at least once in the given day, to see what you're doing. And another says, I'm feeling sorry for myself on Mother's Day yesterday. Oh, I know. My birthday tomorrow. My four kids too far away to come and see me. One of my sons is a student staying in Dublin. The other works for someone else. My other daughter, they're both doctors, one in Galway and one in Dublin. They made that sponge yesterday with plums out of the freezer. Crikey. Thanks for keeping us under. You're welcome, Helen. Raise you one. Eve's pudding for bread. No, bread and butter pudding, raisins, chocolate chips, egg custard. No, you're gone. That's not for me. I tell you, bread and butter pudding, I think, is one of the most repulsive desserts I've ever seen. And anytime, my heart sinks when I see it offered as the only choice of dessert. It's just, no, it does nothing for me. Can I ask you a little favour? Of course, Mike. That's why we're here. My daughter is a community pharmacist in Dublin. And no more than yourself is doing her best during these extraordinary times to be a small cog in the big wheel. Well, she's doing an important job. That is this great country. She tells me the problem is how rude some of the public are when she explains they can't get more than 1 month's supply of medicine so as to protect the supply chain for everybody. This is a small percentage, maybe 30%. That's not that small of people, but it is wasting so much of her day explaining and trying to deal with the unnecessary anger. Nobody's left without medicine, so please can everybody just be a little understanding and patient and everything will be fine. Thank you and stay well. Thanks to you, Mike. There is no need for rudeness. I can understand impatience because people are frustrated. I get that. But rudeness, no. There's a premium now on civility and good manners and decency. And we have to keep that going, especially for people like that. Imagine shouting at somebody in the shop because you can't get in because they're letting older people in. Or shouting at the pharmacist because they can't do the medicine. Do you think that they're trying to deprive you? Do you think that they actually want to cause you a problem in your life? No, you're the one causing the problem. And it's up to us also, if we see somebody being narky or unpleasant or rude, we need to call them out and say, don't. Not the time. You can have all your pent-up anger and rudeness and save it for another day, but just not right now, if you don't mind. Very important article I need to quote for you this morning from the New York Times. Now, you know the New York Times has been around for, well, it feels like centuries, I presume, but they often have these opinion columns that will tell you, give you a sense of where the nation is in America, and maybe the globe is, broadly speaking. And this was so important that they got two writers to put it together. And the headline on this opinion piece is, "Should I still be going out?" And the answer is no. And that's the opinion piece in the New York Times this morning.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
So many lovely stories coming in about all sorts of acts of kindness. We'll get to a few. I'm still feeling rotten, lads, about that poor lad, Tom, now, who came up to the door early on to say, can we come out to play for the quiz? The quiz is only for Friday. And he's sitting there up, jumping up and down like a yo-yo. Give him a call. Give him a call. Give him a call. Yeah. That's good stuff. That's Tony Bennett. Yes. And who's that? Lady Gaga. I mean, honestly, to her credit, she knows how to sing in that style too. Did we get him on the line? Hello, Tom.
Hi, Ryan.
How's it going over there?
Good.
Good man yourself. Come nice and close to the phone, okay?
Okay.
Turn it off the speaker thing and go straight to me. And it's you and me, Tom. We've got this together. Okay. How old are you?
10 years old.
Where are you from?
Mullingar.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have one sister, one brother.
Names?
Lucia and Mikey.
Okay. Name one famous person from Mullingar.
Joe Dolan.
Gee, how long did it take you to come up with Joe Dolan as a family? I mean, for God's sake, there's a statue looking at you in the face every day. Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
How's the staying at home stuff working out for you?
We fostered a dog since we're not allowed outside.
What dog did you get?
He's a terrier and his name's Toby.
You got a terrorist?
A terrier.
Oh, a terrier. Sorry. And Toby the terrier. And is what colour is he?
He's white.
What age is he?
We don't know.
He's lovely.
He's really nice.
And we bring him for walks.
Every
hey, Tom,
day.
Is your mum a ventriloquist? This is amazing. Are you like? What are you on her knee? And she's. Or how does this work? Tom,
no.
You're so good. I want to know what's the most fun thing about being off school.
Where we get the. Like go outside and play football every day at the back.
At the back, gotcha. And what's the most boring, annoying thing?
Where we're not allowed to go outside with our friends.
Oh, it's tough, isn't it? Are you reading books?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Bad Dad.
Your Bad Dad by David Walliams.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, I want to try and get you €50 book token so you can get more books. Hang on, you haven't won anything yet. Don't be cheering. You have to wait till you win. Do you know stuff, Tom? That's okay. Do you know stuff, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm filled with confidence. Let's see what we got for you. Okay, I need five letters from the alphabet. Go.
A.
What A is a girl's name?
Anna.
Give me another letter.
B.
What B is something you read?
A book.
Give me another letter.
C.
I wonder where this is going to go. It's a mystery I'm loving. What C could you put salt and vinegar on?
Chips.
Give me another letter.
A D.
I don't believe it. What D are thoughts and pictures that go through your mind when you're asleep?
Dreams.
Give me another letter, let me guess.
E.
Oh! What E do you hear if you shout in a cave and hear your voice back?
Echo.
Hear your voice back, hear your voice back. Yes! Is that, do you know what that means? Tom?
Yes.
From Mullingar? Yes. You've just won a 50 euro book token from National Book Token. Isn't that exciting?
Yes, thank you, Ryan, for having me. You're the best.
You're the best.
I want to do my homework.
I love your manners, and now that you can add Tom to the list of Mullingar memorable people, congratulations. Tom, we weren't even meant to come out and play today, but you knocked at the door so early we felt we had to. So, hey, listen, love to you and to Lucia and to Mikey and to your folks and the dog and the terrorist and everything. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Ryan.
Bye, love you. Bye. Well, so you know the way you like those, that song that we play at the beginning that seems to be getting you up and kind of showtime, let's get the show on the road. You can send us an email with your suggested song, and if we like it enough, we'll dedicate it to you because of your amazing suggestion, okay? So that's ryan@rte.ie. Get busy and we'll catch you later. You finally got me, says the text. The swing. You got me to swing. Got me dancing in my kitchen. Thank God the kids are still in bed and didn't witness what that was. I can understand the embarrassment of it, but when you're in your kitchen, anything goes, as the song also says. Please say hi to our choir mistress, Lisa Rooney-Smith. She's part of the choir in Kilmessan in County Meath. They meet every Monday, but not anymore. But she was ringing around, checking on our older members. And yesterday I woke to find 5 sheets of new music in my letterbox, as did every other 70 choir members. Holy smoke. They were all hand-delivered, and it meant the world to me. All the songs, Where Love Can Build a Bridge, Lean on Me, You've Got a Friend, You'll Never Walk Alone, all these things. Isn't that absolutely gorgeous? So thanks to that. The Butler's Pantry is open. I think Evoca is still open. I was saying in a throwaway manner that they may or may not be, but they are open. That's good news. My husband and daughter are pharmacists, and I'm so glad to hear somebody mention pharmacists, as they have worked non-stop since this crisis and have stayed on the front line, but very few mentions. But yes, they got their mention today. I love that tweet by Patrick Barrett, who writes and says in a very pithy way, that was some year last week. We'll leave it there for now. Be sure to stay in touch. Stay tuned for Sean O'Rourke. Have a great old day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.